Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, an investigation has been launched after damage was caused to two commercial premises in the Lifford area in the early hours of this morning. A junior health minister has described politics in Donegal as unusual. Greencastle fisherman Gerard Kelly has ended a hunger strike protest outside the Dáil. And the president of the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce says more community Gardaí are needed for the town and surrounding areas. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. But first in news, an investigation has been launched after damage was caused to two commercial premises in the Lifford area in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí say they are investigating two incidents of criminal damage at two separate retail premises in the Bridge Street area of the town. A front window of each of the premises was smashed during the incident. Local councillor Gary Doherty says last night's incidents followed numerous break-ins in the area over the past few weeks. Today he issued a direct appeal to those engaging in such criminal activity to desist.
Received reports around lunchtime today that the two businesses in Lifford were broken into last night, and this adds to three residential homes which were broken into last week, and a further three or four homes which were broken into the week before. And this is very, very saddening and alarming news that's coming out this morning again, because there's obviously a trend emerging now where a number of residential homes and businesses have now been broken into in the town. And it's simply not good enough. These sorts of incidents are happening in Lifford.
And indeed, previously, we don't know if this is linked, but previously there were fears that a cross-border gang was in operation. And now again, it's time to call for the PSNI and the guards to work together in this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's something that I've been calling for the last number of months, because we've seen a number of incidents right along the length of the border in border villages on both sides of the border. And it's something that I think we need to see action on right now, because this can't continue anymore, because people are afraid in their own homes. They're afraid of being broken into. They're afraid that their businesses are going to get broken into as well. And we can't have people living in fear. It's simply not on. And I would make a direct appeal to whoever is carrying out these actions to please stop and think about what you're doing, and think about the hurt that you're causing the people that are living in your own towns, the hurt that you're causing your neighbours, because you're causing a lot of anguish and causing a lot of people to be very fearful about what's going to happen, and fearful that somebody is going to break into their home while they're there. And that's simply not on in this day and age.
Greencastle fisherman Gerard Kelly has ended a hunger strike protest outside the Dáil. It's after the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill 2017 passed all stages in the Dáil last night and is now going to the President to be signed into law. The bill will now give reciprocal rights to boats owned and operated in Northern Ireland and Ireland to fish within a 0.6 mile radius of Ireland's coast. Mr Kelly embarked on the protest saying while he had no objection to small fishermen in Northern Ireland fishing in Irish waters, large foreign vessels were using Northern Ireland as a flag of convenience to fish at volumes which were unsustainable. The Brexit withdrawal deal has been defeated for a third time. The House of Commons has voted by a margin of 58 to reject the agreement. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe has more.
The ayes to the right, 286. The noes to the left, 344.
A third vote, a third defeat. By a much smaller margin this time, but Theresa May has again failed to get the withdrawal deal passed.
The implications of the House's decision are grave. Mr Speaker, I fear we are reaching the limits of this process in this House.
The result was slammed by British Labour and the SNP.
Does she now finally accept that the House does not support the deal?
We now must look seriously at the option of revocation.
And the DUP's Nigel Dodd says the backstop is still the problem.
Please, Prime Minister, even now, use the time constructively to get that matter sorted out.
So what next? Brexit Day, which was meant to be today, is now April 12th. The EU Council has called an emergency meeting for April 10th. The House of Commons will continue debating and having indicative votes on Monday. There's also a chance that a fourth vote on this deal could be held next week. But we could also still be heading for a no-deal Brexit on April 12th that the EU is calling increasingly likely. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, Mary McAleish says the true potential of the island of Ireland will only be realised if North and South merge. The former president believes the demographic in Northern Ireland is changing to a nationalist majority. Under an EU agreement, Northern Ireland would be able to rejoin the EU should the partition on the island be removed. Professor McAleish says we need to learn from the mistakes of Brexit.
Long before, and I mean long before, any future referendum goes live, we need to do what Brexit has abjectly failed to do. That is to delve deeply, objectively, into all the issues that would be raised by the ending of partition and the creation of a new reconciled Ireland.
A junior health minister has described politics in Donegal as unusual. Minister Jim Daly made the comments when pressed for an update from Deputy Charlie McConlogue and Deputy Pierce Doherty on the future of the three Donegal community hospitals. It follows a weekend protest in support of the Save Our St Joseph's Hospital campaign. They feel much uncertainty still remains surrounding the future of services. Minister Daly says progress is ongoing but that the situation remains unchanged since the last time an update was requested. It led to a heated exchange in the Dáil last evening.
Can you update us today, Minister, in terms of the actual funding commitment towards those three hospitals? And can you give us an assurance that there will immediately be an allocation made in the capital, the HSE capital plan, for those three hospitals? And also, Minister, a commitment that the design phase, particularly for St Joseph's and Remelton, will commence immediately to ensure that they're brought up to HICWA standards and that the long-stay residential beds there will continue for those communities into the future?
Can I say I regret there was a topical issue and this supposed to happen yesterday and it didn't happen yesterday? I'm not sure, Deputy, how many more times I can say the same thing. You were at the meeting upstairs a couple of months ago where I gave you and all your colleagues the up-to-date position on that, which was all positive news. Everything is progressing as outlined. I can't get involved in the politics in Donegal. I don't follow them. They're unusual to me. But if somebody decides to say that I'm a liar, if somebody decides to say I'm a liar up there, I can't really, you know, get involved in that level. I have told the people what is the situation. I have told you, Deputy Doherty, I have told you, Deputy McConlogue. I can't keep repeating it. The story is as it was the last time. I can give you that in writing. I can say it again if you want. I would try nothing, John Corley.
Meanwhile, the short-stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital is expected to reopen next month. The general manager of the hospital has confirmed today that adequate staff have now been recruited to facilitate the opening of the ward at the end of April. Councillor Jerry McMonagall says there have been a lot of false dawns in the past, but is hopeful that this latest deadline will be followed through.
I really welcome this news. I just hope that this is the last time that we're going to be given a date for the opening of the short-stay ward, because we have been told from way back last year that the 1.2 million was made available for the opening of the short stay ward, and we have yet to receive confirmation that it's the 1.2 million that was offered then or was said to be being made available to the hospital. Is that the money that's opening the short stay ward? Because according to CELTA, they are the people who are putting the money in to ensuring that 10 beds open in the short stay ward, not the 20 as promised.
From your point of view, the funding has been sanctioned. We get this update today that the recruitment process has been finalised. Surely, I'm sure in your opinion, there couldn't be any more stumbling blocks to get it reopened.
I hope not. As I say, we've had enough false dawns. But I would also just like, as I said, I would like, as Minister McHugh said at the time, that the 1.2 million that was being made available, is that now, has the hospital received that money, or is it like CELTA said in December last year that it was they who were actually putting the 10 beds in the hospital, and we have yet to get confirmation from the hospital or indeed the government that the 1.2 million they promised has been given to Letterkenny General to open the short stay ward in full, which is 20 beds.
The president of the Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce says more community Gardaí are needed for the town and surrounding areas. Leonard Watson was reacting to the findings of the Oireachtas Justice Committee report, which was published yesterday. The report recommended that rural areas that lost Garda stations during the economic crash should get more resources and have vacant positions filled. Mr. Watson believes community Gardaí are the cornerstone of effective policing, and for Letterkenny to be severely lacking is a cause of huge concern.
Community Gardaí, they're the face of the Gardaí. They're out in the community. They're talking to people. They're dealing with the young people. And if you don't have community guards, you know, that's where everything breaks down. We're chatting about antisocial behaviour, you know, chatting about, in general, low crime. But, you know, if you don't have the community Gardaí, we're looking at rural communities with no Gardaí at all, no community guard. So there's no face in the community that maybe the young people can look up to, or that. And I say, I look at Letterkenny, one community guard. We have a population of 20,000 people in this town. And it's very hard. You know, the Gardaí numbers have been dwindled down all the time. Like, and we see what's happened in London, these places with knife crime. And I'm not blowing it up. Like, but these are the things can happen when you don't have the numbers on the road.
And it's your belief that a good community guard that can help prevent crime by intervening at the right time, by being in the right place and by knowing what to do, and when you lose that form of expertise and that form of intervention, you lose a chance to make the area better and safer.
We're not all perfect. People make a mistake or do something, but if you've got a good guard that can intervene, you know, show you that you've done wrong, maybe lead you in the right path, lead you towards maybe services that you needed, you know, maybe things you're lacking, like, you know. And that can nip it in the bud, like. It doesn't let it fester on and grow into something that can be terrible, like.
Irish Water has published compulsory purchase orders for lands which it says are required for the Burtonport sewage scheme. The documents have been submitted to Imbord Planalla, and a formal planning application will now be made to Donegal County Council. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Irish Water says at present the equivalent of 160 wheelie bins of untreated wastewater is being discharged into Rutland Sound every day, and that's unsustainable. The amenity says in its plan new sewer pipes, pumping station and wastewater treatment plant have all been sized to accommodate an increase in the local population and facilitate future growth in the area. Consultations have been ongoing with all landowners identified on the proposed scheme, but Irish Water says it was unable to acquire all of the required wayleaves and lands on a voluntary basis. Given the importance of the project to the wastewater infrastructure, Irish Water says it will now endeavour to acquire the wayleaves and lands by way of compulsory purchase order. The timeline for the commencement of works is subject to the planning and CPO statutory approvals.
Local councillor Mary Therese Gallagher says this is a positive announcement which will now pave the way for the further development of the village.
The scheme has been on the go now for 20 to 30 years with no progress, so this is a step forward. There would have been public consultation towards the end of last year. So this is a step forward, so hopefully now we will actually see more progress being made on it.
And indeed, this is something that you have campaigned for quite some time now.
Yeah, long before I went to the council, it was an essential scheme. It would have been top of the list of everything, but unfortunately nothing ever happened. So we have continuously been raising this to get progress on it. It will enable Burtonport to move forward, and it will enable more buildings and more businesses to open in the area, and actually make Burtonport the destination that it is, and breathe new life into the area.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, with the new Adidas Messi range now available, including jerseys, jackets, bottoms and boots. See in store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Finn Harps and Derry City are back in action this evening in the SSE Air Trusty League Premier Division. Still on the hunt for a first league win, Harps face Waterford United at the RSC grounds. Matt Keane will have updates tonight on Highland, as from the 7:45pm kickoff. Harps have 2 points from 8 so far. Would Ollie Horgan take a point tonight?
Oh, absolutely, Oisín. This is like, you know, they've beaten Pats 2-0 there a fortnight ago. They've got the likes of Sebastian here, who's probably in the top three or four players in the country there. They've got Izzy Akinaza from Boas that caused us a lot of bother before. You know, they're capable of beating anyone. They bet Cork 2-0 in Turner's Cross a month ago. At their best, they're as good as anyone, including the teams I just mentioned. We're just hoping maybe tomorrow night that they don't get to that level and we can get, you know, somewhere near the level that we had against Shamrock Rovers offensively and maybe add a little bit to it.
Elsewhere, just a point separates Derry City and Sligo Rovers ahead of this evening's Northwest Derby at the Brandywell. Here's Derry boss Declan Devine.
Now we want to start getting points under our belt. It's going to be very difficult against Sligo. They've already won in Balbuffet recently, and they've also went to Dundalk and got a point. So, you know, don't be underestimating the difficult task ahead. But what we will do is we'll prepare properly. Hopefully the fans will get behind the team again. And if we can do that, then hopefully we can get someone from the game.
The top two sides for the past five seasons go head-to-head again as last season's double winners Dundalk welcome Cork City to Oriel Park. Current Premier Division leaders Shamrock Rovers take on UCD and Bohemians welcome St Patrick's Athletic to Dalymount Park. West Bromwich Albion host Birmingham City in the Championship tonight. It's Birmingham's first game since a 9-point deduction for breaching sustainability rules. Milford's Amber Barrett, who plays for Piemont United, and St Johnstone's Tyler Toland, who plays for Kildrum Tigers, have both been called up to the Republic of Ireland Women's National Team squad for their fixture against Italy. The 20-player squad will meet up on Monday for a four-day Irish-based camp ahead of travelling to Italy next Friday, and the match will take place on Tuesday, April 9th at 5:30pm Irish time. This weekend sees the semi-finals of the Irish Cup taking place. Holders Coleraine will take on Crusaders in one semi-final, and in the other it's Ballinmallard United taking on Warren Point Town. Both of those games get underway tomorrow. In the Donegal Junior League this weekend, the big game there is the Brian McCormack Cup semi-final. Tomorrow evening at 7pm at Ballyar, Milford United taking on Convoy Arsenal in that one, with the winner going on to play KG Rovers in the final. In the Ulster Senior League this weekend, our featured game on Sunday Sport will be Cockhill Celtic at home to Letterkenny Rovers. Both sides are on 34 points in the league table. Cockhill do have a game in hand, however, so a big, big tie at the top of the table in the Ulster Senior League this weekend. In rugby, Ian Henderson has shaken off a knee injury to be named in the Ulster team to face Leinster in tomorrow's Champions Cup quarter-final at the Aviva Stadium. Darren Cave, who was also a doubt, will start in the centre. Jordy Murphy, Marty Moore and John Cooney have all been selected to start against their old province. Leinster will be without Johnny Sexton, so Ross Byrne will start at out half as the World Player of the Year has been ruled out due to injury. Jordan Larmour has been selected at full back ahead of Rob Kearney, who is named on the bench. Dan Levy is also among the substitutes as Reese Ruddock, Sean O'Brien and Jack Conan make up the back row, while Jack McGrath misses out on a place in the squad despite starting Leinster's final group match against Wasps. Meanwhile, tonight Connacht take on the Sale Sharks in a Challenge Cup quarter-final. That game is being played in Manchester. In Gaelic games, Donegal and Derry will chase down National League titles on Saturday at Croke Park, with both counties seen as favourites in their respective matches. Donegal meet Meath in the Division 2 decider at 5, and before that Derry clash with Leitrim in the Division 4 final, which is at 3pm. There will be live coverage from both games tomorrow on an extended Saturday Sport. Donegal's recent record at Croke Park hasn't been good, but Hugh McFadden is hoping for a good performance and a great result on Saturday.
The Division 2 final or winning a Division 2 medal wouldn't have been mentioned at all until this week. You know, there's no point pretending we were sitting down last winter, you know, discussing we have to win the league final. It was all about promotion. And once that box is ticked now, I think the fact that we have an opportunity to go and get a bit of silverware, each player has the opportunity to put an extra medal in his back pocket. And as you know, you kind of mention yourself, the opportunities to pick up medals don't come around too often for some of us in this game, so I think we definitely have to make the most of it. And I think Declan will lead a serious preparation this week, and he'll have the boys tuned in to, you know, trying to get this victory on Saturday night.
Meath's last defeat was at the hands of Donegal in the second round of games, but Andy McEntee's side have gone undefeated since. McEntee says it's important to get a feel of Croker ahead of the Leinster Championship.
I'd like fellas to get experience playing in Croke Park. We hope to progress in the Leinster Championship, which would mean we'd end up playing in Croke Park. It'd be more beneficial for a number of players if their first game in Croke Park wasn't a Championship game. So to get a little bit of experience, I think, will be a big benefit to lads.
In the Donegal Senior Hurling League this evening at Buncrana, Buncrana are taking on Burt at 6:30, and at the same time in the Donegal Junior Hurling League, it's Sean McCool's hosting Oma St. Enda's. Tomorrow we'll see Donegal take on Sligo in the Jim McGuigan Minor League at 12 o'clock in Ballybuffet, while at 3 o'clock it's Tyrone taking on Cavan, and also at 12 it's Derry away to Antrim. In golf, Rory McIlroy is well placed to reach the last 16 of the WGC Match Play Championship in Texas. The Ulsterman needs to only draw his match with Matt Fitzpatrick to advance from the group phase. Shane Lowry takes on Andrew Putnam, but the Offaly player can no longer advance from there. In athletics, the World Masters Championships continue in Poland. There are six athletes from Finn Valley competing. Earlier on today, Kieran Carlin finished third in his 1500 metre indoor heats in a time of 4 minutes 30.55 seconds, which does qualify him for the final tomorrow. Tomorrow also sees Noreen Boner go in the half marathon, while Katrina Devine will be in the 1500 metres indoor final. Already this week in Poland, Mark Connolly and Kay Byrne won cross-country gold and bronze with Ireland, while Sinead McConnell set a new national record in the 3K walk. In the World Rally Championship, Elfyn Evans leads the Tour de Corse in France in his M Sport Ford. He is 4.5 seconds ahead of Ottanek, who is in a Toyota. Chris Meek has dropped down to 16th overall in his Toyota following damage to his rear suspension in Stage 5. Evans had got held up behind Meek due to the damaged car on Stage 6 and lost the lead, but the clerk of the course adjusted his time and awarded him the same time as Tannock, which let the Welshman take the lead yet again. And finally, in darts, five-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld won't be retiring just yet. The Dutchman announced he was quitting with immediate effect after going out of the Premier League in front of his home fans in Rotterdam last night. But van Barneveld said he spoke in the heat of the moment and intends to call it a day after the PDC World Championships at the end of the year as originally planned. That's all your sports news here on Highland this evening. Don't forget, we will have live updates from Finn Harps against Waterford and Derry City's clash with Sligo Rovers here on Highland Radio this evening with Matt Keane and Martin Holmes. Your next sports programming will be the Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Chris Ashmore will have all the latest in the sporting world from just after the 2 p.m. news. For now though, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. On for weather now, largely dry this evening but mostly cloudy skies, a mix of clear spells and cloud overnight with patches of mist and fog and lowest temperatures of 5 to 8 degrees and mostly light breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, an investigation has been launched after damage was caused to two commercial premises in the Lifford area in the early hours of this morning. Gardaí say they are investigating two incidents of criminal damage at two separate retail premises in the Bridge Street area of the town. Greencastle fisherman Gerard Kelly has ended a hunger strike protest outside the Dáil. It's after the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill 2017 passed all stages in the Dáil last night. A junior health minister has described politics in Donegal as unusual. Minister Jim Daly made the comments when pressed for an update from Donegal Deputy Charlie McConlogue and Deputy Pierce Doherty on the future of the three Donegal community hospitals. And Irish Water has published compulsory purchase orders for lands which it says are required for the Burtonport sewage scheme. The documents have been submitted to Imbord Planalla and a formal planning application will now be made to Donegal County Council. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuix with Colm Firth, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seymour Mahas a Colm Firth and Sheldon the Prieve Skelty are Highland Radio. Lasu Holland na Cafra in Nara Colm Killa, Jardine na Shacht in Yeshoy Hart, a Kontaki or Offigil, Nakolia and Shin, a Leru da Actus, and Dram Jarag, our son Act Nigeliga. And Ari Glaku, Larun, Igolia, Gere, August and Traha Buen, Ektaku Lashan Act Giliga, August Nis Luja and Lianu, Glaku Larun, Konasolcha, Klucha, or Holland na Cafra in Nara, a Kher Jarag, or Waiha Lashan Actus, Ohui, da Charta Changa. Tam wéinniu a chuir fáil ag fáras na Gaeilge do chraig de imeachtaí óige orúnaithe fríd Gaeilge don ís óg taobh amuigh den Gaeltacht. A bheith is oireachtal idir an céad lá de mí meana nóthair an mbliana agus an trochadú lá de mí meitheamh an bhfuin sé thugainn. Máltar iarratais a sheoladh ó agraíochtaí a tá lonaithe i gceantair aitheantaithe planála teanga is tuilleadh ag suíomh fáras na Gaeilge. Gaeilge. Tá údras na Gaeltachta i mbun archaíochta le pastar fáil mar chóilir sa Flannel Teanga le Forbairt na Rossan in Iarthuaisceart chun na Gunanáil. Sa past mar áfaige fiontar Forbairt a Pobal a Thairiscint ag an mór agraíocht chomaith Bein Pashin, Lonnie in Afig Regina and Udarish, Derrybug and Condigun and Al Khomai. Bei Ata and Krinya, Clare Special to Oliacta, Technoliacta, Engel Torocta, Agus Mathematica, Avunu, and Monskol and Geltocta, Condalti a Spragul, Udro, Simma and Awers, and the Hawershina. Bei and Clare Pilata shot the Khoj Udrus Nigeltocta, a Rachtel Dundarn of Leon, and Shave Onskol Jeg, and Shacht Ganter Geltocta, na Condiha Geltocta, Harter a Cheer Elig. Augusta Ober Edger Live with Filaher con our Takiokta, a Holahers, don our Leherokta at a Iglo Hanna, don a hard Rangane and Bonskola, Marchods the Chonskol, Shajan She, a Arberch, then a Hoshin, Taharagiri, our Nua Leherokta, a Curr Foil, don a Rangane Kierna. Quigishin has scrived Nori a Lurg a Vesanon, and an Urskilta Ranga Goharihe, a Holahers. Ach Comailishin Aves Garskilta Filiacht Drami Agus Lower Olish the Kenyalaha Egsula Egtastal. Shin Machudsha Illegulair Slanagus Banacht.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, March the 29th. Funeral Mass for Mary Mansfield, name McDade, Boston, and formerly 86 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny, will take place in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Interment of ashes afterwards to the family plot in Cornwall Cemetery. The death has taken place of Jack Crawford, 254 The Cottages, Rye Manor, Cunningham. Remains reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Columbus Church, Dromahol for 11 o'clock funeral mass. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Rosary tonight at 10 o'clock. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Susan McAvenue, Esky, Malinhead. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St. Mary's Church, Lag Malin for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. And the death has occurred of Brendan O'Hagan, Key Road, Dunloe. His remains are reposing at McGlynn's funeral home with viewing today and rosary at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Cronus Church, Dunloe, with interment afterwards in Mahary Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Dunloe Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean McGlynn, funeral director.